Good morning. This is your latest RTL Today news, sports and weather for Thursday, the 25th of September. I'm John Baker. Luxembourg City Council has donated 400 portable power stations to Ukraine. The official handover took place on Tuesday in Luxembourg City and consists of 400 kits, each consisting of a portable power station and a 2.8 kilowatt battery. The generators will help to ensure the operation of critical infrastructure, including hospitals, schools, nurseries and care homes. Ukraine's energy infrastructure has been severely impacted by Russian attacks since the war broke out. A new static report from the Housing Observatory confirms a significant rebound in Luxembourg's property market during the second quarter of 2025. Overall, property prices rose by 4.5%, a figure that aligns with the market's 15-year average and signals a return to more typical growth patterns after a period of stagnation. House prices surged by 7.1% compared to the same period in 2024. Existing flats increased by 3.2% and new built properties by 2.8%. Following next week's coronation, a weekend of festivities is planned across the country, with highlights including 32 local artists performing on a rotating stage and a large-scale performance featuring 8 trams, each featuring separate themes, on the Grand Duchesse Charlotte Bridge. There will also be a nationwide tour for the Grand Ducal couple, with a final phase in the capital. In world news, a Paris court is to issue its verdict today in the trial of former French President Nicolas Sarkozy on charges of accepting illegal campaign financing from late Libyan dictator Muammar Gaddafi, with prosecutors demanding a 7-year prison sentence. The ruling is the latest in a string of legal hurdles for the right-wing ex-leader, 70, who denies the charges. Sarkozy, who was president from 2007 to 2012, has already been convicted in 2 separate cases and stripped of France's highest honour. And finally, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas will address the UN General Assembly by video today, days after a wave of European recognition of Palestinian statehood and amid renewed US-French efforts to block Israel annexation of the West Bank. Despite US President Donald Trump's administration barring Abbas and his senior aides from travelling to New York for the annual gathering of world leaders, the General Assembly overwhelmingly voted to let Abbas address the world body with video message. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. Starting with local football, and to start, the orange flood alert of last night prompted the FLF to postpone all league and cup matches originally set for the evening. A total of 8 matches from the 7th round of the league have been rescheduled for next Wednesday, the 1st of October at 8 p.m. In rugby, flanker Ardie Surveyor will captain New Zealand against Australia as the All Blacks have made 4 changes to the side, stung by their record defeat to South Africa. Regular captain Scott Barrett is out of Saturday's Rugby Championship test in Auckland with a shoulder injury suffered during the 43-10 humiliation at the hand of the Springboks. And finally, with the Ryder Cup beginning tomorrow, team captains Luke Donald and Keegan Bradley voiced respect but also took their shots at the Ryder Cup opening ceremony yesterday. Europe captain Donald took the opportunity to stress that unlike US players who are paid to play, European Ryder Cup stars play for their legacy alone.
The weather is brought to you by Luga, open-air exhibition of urban gardens until the 18th of October. More info on luga.lu.
Well, the good news is that you might see some breaks in the rain during the day. It's certainly less ferocious than yesterday, but it will remain fairly constant. Current temperature is around 8 degrees and we will see a high, I use the word with the contempt it deserves, of 11.